In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Happy New Year, everyone. This is our first show of 2021.
Happy New Year!
So this is actually the first show of a new decade. Everybody thinks 2020 is the beginning of a new decade, but it's actually the last year of the decade.
Yeah, it is.
It's not the first year.
Very true, very true. Hey, quick question. Do you do the drinking New Year type thing?
Shoot, no, I was in bed by like 11.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not that
Corey
guy.
And I watched a movie.
Sorry, I'm not that guy.
And we were out by
I'm
like 10:30.
I'm an early riser. I don't stay up that late. I'm not that guy. Occasionally I'll stay up late, but not very often.
I know.
I'm you know, typically for me 9:30 10-ish is getting pretty late, but I'm up early.
I think back when I was, you know, managing in the casinos and theaters, then you're in that office game more and you have the parties. And so I went to some of those, but I got to be honest. I got to be honest. I didn't like them.
Used to be as kids, we'd have people over and you'd play games and do different things and so on. But I haven't even done that for a long time. I've got stuff to do.
Were you even looking forward to this one, or were you dreading 2021?
No, I mean, I'm glad you asked. I'm kind of one of those guys that, you know, I just look at each year as, you know, a new year. It's there. It's in front of you. You got to do what you got to do regardless. It's, you know, for me as a business owner, even you just do what you do. And I never worry too much about what the date is.
Just adapt to whatever comes.
Yeah. I mean, if it's 2021 or 2081, I mean, you do what you got to do.
You know, I adapt to whatever comes, but I got to be honest, I've been dreading 2021.
For what
reason? It looks, I think it's the Democrats are going to destroy the universe. I think planets will collide.
I
think it's going to be terrible.
I'm not as negative as you on that.
You know, I'm hoping not, but it's just, man, they're going to have a lot of power.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, Charlie, real quick, before I forget, because I know I screwed up today because we were yapping beforehand. Can you grab the sheets that I need to actually do my show today for commercials and so on? Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate that.
A little housekeeping.
Should we do the impossible question?
Well, yeah, sure, why not?
So first one of the year. First one of 2021.
Okay, here we go.
All right, 30% of us, you can answer this, by the way, in the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 30% of us are relieved. We're basically, okay.
Okay.
In November and December that this did not happen. 30% of us, what is it?
January. That did not happen in November and December. I was very relieved.
30% are relieved at this.
Now, are they just talking for this year?
I have no idea. No hints here. I don't know.
Gosh, I would think violence.
Were we relieved? Yeah, I think you're probably
violent
right.
Violent protests.
30%? Or is that higher than that number?
I don't know. It's all I can think of. 30% is pretty high. So I'm going to go with violent protests.
You know what? I think you could actually be right. I mean, what else would be November and December, because we were concerned about that with, you know, the actual election itself.
Yeah, I mean, I would say COVID outbreak, which I don't think
it didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't think it happened,
no.
But you know, most people think it did because, you know, they're putting out the numbers and saying
all the deaths.
Never mind that the deaths are falling like a rock in other categories to compensate. Never mind that. You know,
even our numbers in Colorado, though, have dropped like a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Andy.
I know. It's ludicrous. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about the flu and how nobody has it anymore.
And I know we've been talking about COVID a lot, but, you know, hey, let's face it. It's still front and center. We may get some word here in the next day or two as to whether or not the state opens back up and goes from red to orange when it comes to dining and things like that. I don't know whether or not we've – have we actually made it to that yet?
A lot of counties did. Okay. A lot of counties have switched over to orange, which, by the way, is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. And I'm still not going to go in anywhere where they contact trace me. I'm not going to do
it. I'm not either. And if I do, they're getting all the wrong info and I pay cash.
Yes. They're getting all the wrong info. I pay cash because
– I'm Joe Smith.
Yeah.
I'm Andy Pate.
You would do that.
I'm Andy Pate.
You would do that.
My number is 720-865-3222. I have no idea. I mean, I'm just rattling off numbers.
You guys always do this. Charlie always claims that he's Andy Pate every time he robs a bank.
I'm Andy Pate at yahoo.com. Again, folks, you just, and then you pay cash and leave. Because here's the deal. If you use a credit card, guess what? You already got contact traced.
You're marked.
You're already done.
You're marked. And once again, folks, this is not a liberty thing for me. Well,
no.
you're tracing
this
me.
This is just none
this
of their
isn't a paranoia.
Business.
Well, it's not a paranoia thing. It's all just life.
Thank you. Yes.
If somebody there catches it, they contact me. I'm shut down for 2 weeks. How would that have happened? Hey, how would that have worked when I was supposed to fill in for you last
week? Wouldn't have. That's why I'm not. Neither one of us are going to do any of this.
No.
I'm just, guys, again, I'm like Andy. Has nothing to do with liberty, freedom, and all that, although it does. In my world, it's just, first of all, I'm not doing all that. I'm not quarantining. I'm not doing that nonsense.
I'm going to make you give your name every time you come in here.
It makes you wonder who's actually, I mean, let's face it. They know where you're at anyways.
Pretty much.
There's enough, even without technology with cell phones and so on. By the way, watch The Social Dilemma over the week I was off.
Yeah.
Have you seen that yet?
No.
Oh, you should watch it.
What is it?
Charlie, did you see it? Yes, Charlie saw it. Well, you need to watch it, Andy. You need to watch it, and then we'll talk about it next time you're on.
A documentary? Charlie
says, watch it.
I hate documentaries.
You want this one. You will actually enjoy this one. Watch it. It's because here's what I want to do.
Okay.
You watch it. Charlie has seen it. I will have seen it. It's called The Social Dilemma. You out there as listeners.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, Social Dilemma. All of you listening, go watch it. Everybody should watch this.
Wait a minute. You're making me watch a documentary?
On social media and how it affects everybody that has anything to do with it, and the manipulation.
Okay, that's
of
kind
such.
Of interesting. That's
no,
interesting.
No, I really want you to do is you watch all of it, and then next Tuesday when we're back on again together, not talking movies and all that.
Right.
I want to talk about that in like an hour.
But you're not going to trace me.
No, I will not trace you. But you need to watch it.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. Let me just say this. You will just be reaffirmed of things you already know, but in a way you didn't know prior.
All right.
It really is. Because at first I was kind of like, I know what it's about. I get it. I understand all that. I don't really need to see it. But after watching it, you learn a whole nother level of respect for what you already knew you shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
Okay.
It's sort of like knowing why you shouldn't smoke. Today we know all of the reasons why we shouldn't. This is going to tell you why you shouldn't be on social media.
Shouldn't be at all.
You
and I, we go on Facebook.
We don't have a choice because of this, really. But
right, yeah.
Honestly, if it wasn't for this show, I would not be. Especially after watching that program.
Because they track it, they keep you out of jobs, stuff like that.
Yeah, and Dell, hang tight, we'll be right with you. They also, not only that, Andy, but they literally, everything, and you and I are smart enough to know this, but a lot of people don't. They are literally hand-picking and force-feeding things into you to change your way of thinking on a lot of things in life.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Again,
I see a lot of that.
Watch it.
Okay.
In fact, you should watch it. Just given what you do inside the party, you should watch it for no other reason than that.
Fair enough.
So it really is that good. Let's talk to Dell real quick, then we'll take a break. Dell, what's up, sir?
How are you doing, John?
Good, Dell. Happy 2021.
Yeah, I'd give them the phone number 1-800-EAT-DOO-DOO.
Yeah, there you go. Good one, Dell. Good one.
That's all.
No, hey, I like that. Good one. 1-800-EAT-DOO-DOO. That works.
Well, I'm glad he didn't go with your idea and put down Andy Pate.
All right, so we'll talk Social Dilemma next Tuesday. I'm going to put it in my notes. Andy and I will take about an hour on that. I'm serious, folks. I'm encouraging you. If you have not seen it yet, you need to watch it. If you don't have Netflix, find someone that does and figure out how to actually see it. I don't think it's on YouTube. It is a Netflix documentary. And I am actually, and Charlie, you probably would be as well, I'm actually shocked that Netflix put this thing together and actually put it out on their network. Literally. Because when you watch it, you're like, I'm never going on social media again. I'm surprised Netflix put it out. I really am.
Well, especially since they're politically tied with all the social media lords.
Thank you. I'm shocked they put it out. I really am. It's that good. So watch it. We'll talk about it next Tuesday.
You've got me interested.
All right. We'll come right back, guys. Don't go anywhere. Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Al Smith wants to help you in 2021 plan your financial future. It's really easy. Just call Al today again at Golden Eagle Financial, 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, as we head into 2021, make sure that not only you eat properly, set the right goals. We'll talk about some of that with Dr. Julie on Wednesday. But, hey, buy locally. And what I mean by that is buy locally when it comes to the food you're eating. When you go to the grocery store, King Soopers and so on, you honestly, it doesn't really matter what the package says. You know, the foggiest idea where that meat came from. I'll be honest with you. Most people in the store don't know where it came from.
No.
When it comes to Barber's Foods, though, they know where all of their meat comes from, whether it's their salmon, chicken, pork, you name it. They know where it all comes from, bison. They know the farmers. They know where this stuff comes from, how it's processed, and how it ends up on your table. And that's why we use them. And honestly, it's the best quality meat I've ever eaten in my life. Barber's Foods. Find them again at barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from, and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado source bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
But ultimately, it comes down to one thing, and the president said it best, real simple. If you don't vote, if Loeffler and Perdue don't win, socialism and communism will win. It's inconceivable to me that people wouldn't want to move heaven and earth to help get Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in the Senate.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Happy 2021 to everyone. And just as a real quick data point, I guess I should say.
Okay.
Joe sent me this, but I've been watching it fairly closely, so I already knew that this was happening. Over the past 30 days... This is for everybody listening. This is so you've got some data in your back pocket to use against all of the Karens that you may run into. Colorado hospitalizations are down almost a full 50% just in 30 days. So this, you know, Thanksgiving spread or now the Christmas spread that they're always going to talk about and so on, folks, it doesn't exist. It's not there.
You know, the problem is, though, Polis sets it up to where if it doesn't go well, he can blame those who he says didn't follow the rules. If it does go well, he credits the rules.
Hmm.
That's ludicrous. That, by the way,
he's a little dictator.
That is dictatorship, and that's also weak leadership. You've been in business. You've coached business. When you coach somebody who does that kind of a tactic and they structure everything to where they can't be blamed, you know you're dealing with a real loser.
Yep. Yep. Well said. I mean, we call him Kevin Polis for a reason, and he's not a leader. He's a dictator. He doesn't care. I've said this numerous times. I'll keep saying it. He doesn't care about the citizens of Colorado, because if he did, our businesses would be open and thriving, and we'd have a lot going on in Colorado. We don't. And I just real quick as a question to you, Andy.
Yeah.
How much longer can these restaurants and things go on any kind of a level red shutdown where they're doing takeout only? How long can they do that?
It depends on the restaurant. There are some, of course, that can do it much longer due to the nature of what they sell.
Of course.
But if you're talking the bigger ones, right, the bigger sit-down restaurants, the ones that are trying to survive by having the little tents outside and so forth.
Which, by the way, how is that any safer?
It isn't. It's ludicrous. But, you know, they do it. Look, here's the thing. They're jumping through hoops, expensive hoops, just to make the state happy when none of them think it is keeping COVID away from anyone. But you asked how long can they go? I would say probably a couple few more weeks and that's it. And let's keep in mind, Polis, I believe he is going to be lowering these restrictions. I've been saying this, and the reason is a lot of these people are big contributors to him. And they are his contributors right now, I guarantee you, are talking to him and saying, you got to cut it out, man. You got rid of Trump. That was your goal. You guys want Democrat governors band together. Yep. You wrecked your economies and you got rid of Trump.
Okay. I believe on purpose.
Yes, absolutely. You got rid of Trump by hurting people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now he's gone. Ding dong. That witch is dead. Please stop this.
So how long do we keep the field hospital that we're spending, you know, all that money on per day at the convention center?
I believe
it's like $60,000 a day.
Yeah. I believe that thing will be gone here within the next 2 months.
2 months.
It should be gone within the next
2 minutes. By the end of February?
Yeah. It should be gone within the next 2 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, it should have never happened.
Look, as Joe told us, you know, the numbers are already down 50% for hospitalizations, and they weren't using the thing in the first place. Look, how many—
Wait, real quick, I've got, you know, just going to promo this.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow, Steve House aligned me with a doctor that's going to come on and talk to us tomorrow. She'll be on for about 45 minutes in the 4 o'clock hour, literally talking about the very thing Andy's talking about, and adding to that, that hospitals operate best in the ICU departments when they run at about 88 to 92% capacity.
Yeah, you got to make money, John.
They're designed for that, folks.
Right.
So when you hear all of these experts, quote unquote, the polices of the world talking about overrunning hospitals and our ICU beds are at capacity, they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, we got to keep in mind one reason that the usage has gone up some, we for several months held off necessary surgeries.
That's right.
Okay, those people are coming back in because guess what? They still need the surgeries.
Yeah, people still get sick outside of COVID, folks.
No.
COVID hasn't cured everything else, although you'd wonder if it has.
You're a denier.
Yeah.
You're a militia leader in the forest.
No, I am somebody that admits that COVID in certain individuals does have ill effect. I get that. Just like the flu with certain individuals has ill effect. Just like some people get cancer. Just like some people, you know, get leukemia. Just like some people get, you name it. I can go down the list, Andy, of all the different diseases that are out there that people can end up with. COVID's just another one we add to the list.
Yeah. Well, I was mentioning last week on air, you know, remember when the Spanish flu whipped through a couple times, a couple years, and you would have people get it at the workplace. They didn't all get it the same, did they? Some were knocked out for 3 to 4 weeks, and then there were others who barely had it for a couple days.
Right.
It's the same way for everybody. Everybody has a different weakness for a different disease.
What's your thoughts about Europe shutting down again? Boris shut it down, I believe, today.
Well, you know, after I got done laughing.
Why did they think that's going to help?
It's crippling them. It isn't going to help you. You know who I really feel sorry for is Sweden. Because Sweden, this hurts their economy, John. They trade with all these people. They interact. They're stuck in the EU. They should, by the way, they should exit. They should do a swegsit.
Okay. Swegsit. I like that. A swegsit. Well,
they really should because, my gosh, they are stuck trading with the EU. This has got to be crippling them and their economy when they don't have any of these restrictions. They've got virtually no one dying in Sweden now of COVID. virtually no one. You know, you and I, we've gone over the numbers.
Talked about it. Right.
Right. And I really feel bad for them. I look now, Boris, he's dealing with the fact that England is overrun with COVID right now. They are.
And they've got the super spreader one now, too, right?
Whatever
that is.
Supposedly they got the super spreader one. But here's the thing. England has been masked Nazi now for how many months?
Too long.
Did it work?
No. They don't work.
Thank you.
They don't work in the spread of it. Now, I'm trying to figure out what they actually do work for because I really haven't seen. In fact, I will tell you right now that because of the tiresomeness of most individuals wearing them,
yes,
they are less effective now than they were back in March.
Agreed.
Because they're getting to be almost this toy people hang around their neck. It goes around the visor. I've seen people where they actually use the sunglass holders with the little clips on the end to hold the mask down and then pull it up, put it down. Tell me how that's effective. Tell me how many doctors you've seen in an ER with a sunglass holder hanging onto their mask, their surgical mask.
Zero.
Thank you.
You know, what you're basically describing is casual mask use.
That's it.
That's what it's become, is casual mask use. And it never was making a difference. Here's what gets me, John, and we've talked about this so many times, but nationwide, it hasn't lowered the number in any of the areas where you have mask mandates.
None. Zilch.
You have as much or more COVID.
I will go as far as to say I think it's raised it. I bet you right now.
You're touching your face all the time.
I'll bet you I could go through the data, and I think we've done this before. Joe's even sent some things, but I'll bet you you could scroll through the data and prove what I just said, that in a lot of cases, masks actually make it worse, not better.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you have the exact same people who freaked out about Donald Trump, who doesn't like masks, catching COVID, and say not one word about Polis, about the governor of Pennsylvania, about these people catching it when they're mask Nazis, and so is everybody around them.
Yep.
I probably shouldn't say Nazis. Sorry about that.
No, I think mask Nazi is a good word.
Okay.
They are. And by the way, I'm being very serious. A lot of the tactics that are being used when it comes to this whole COVID cult, we call it, I'm going to keep calling it that. The reality is, I think Andy's spot on. A lot of what's being used when it comes to what's happening with COVID, we'll talk about some stuff even up in Canada a little later in the program. This is very much Gestapo-ish.
Very brown shirty.
Very much so. Yes, we are training Karens.
By the way, did you hear what happened up in Canada?
Yeah,
did
we're gonna.
We'll look at that later.
We're gonna talk about that a little later if you haven't seen it yet. Yeah,
This is ridiculous. Folks, you are all going to have this image of Nazis riding in on moose. I mean, it's so weird.
The mask Nazis, basically.
Canada's
gone
crazy.
Social distancing Nazis, but anyways. American National Insurance coming up next. Paul Leuenberger, my agent, would love to help you with anything you've got going on in the insurance world. We all need insurance. It's something in a lot of cases that not only do you need to have it, you want to have it, and make sure that you're insured properly. Call Paul today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Novus Auto Glass, so we want you to see clearly. So does Novus. And not only see clearly, but also have a windshield that works properly, have a vehicle, I should say, that works properly after your windshield's replaced, i.e. calibrate things to make sure it works properly with the new windshield. Novus can do all of that. They are the auto glass experts. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus, and Novus is spelled N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. and each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Make 2021 the year that you get your estate planning in order. Do that with Michael Bailey today. Find him at 720-394-6887 or online at klzradio.com.
When Michael Bailey creates your estate plan, you only talk to Michael Bailey the whole time. You don't need to press zero for the operator when you call Michael Bailey Law Office, because Michael Bailey himself answers the phone every time. Michael Bailey personally ensures the accuracy of your legal documents, and Michael Bailey remains available to answer all your legal questions. Choose KLZ's mobile estate planner and only talk to the attorney. KLZradio.com/estate.
What is Denver's Regional Transportation District's, RTD's, vision for your life? Hold the phone. One might ask why RTD staffers should have a vision for your life. Get Munson here. Tuesday, urban land use and transportation expert Randall O'Toole explains that during the springtime Colorado lockdown, RTD staffers violated Colorado stay-at-home orders, nosing around to see if you are properly fitting into their urbanist goal for your life. You won't want to miss this conversation Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Charlie Grimes, and Andy Pate with me as well today. Jarrett Stepman joining us, Daily Signal. Jarrett, Happy New Year, sir. How are you?
Thank you very much. It is a Happy New Year. Good to be in 2021.
Yes, it is. It's Well, let's just say this. It will be a different year than 2020, although I don't know how much different. It could be completely different. It's hard to say at this point, Jarrett.
Yeah, I mean, there's no magic flipping of the clock, so to speak. I think we'd all like to wish that, but a lot of the things that we saw in 2020 will undoubtedly continue into 2021. But I like to be hopeful, especially in the first few weeks of the year, you know, hope that, you know, this year will be a little better. One thing for sure, 2020 was very memorable. That's for sure. But hopefully this next year will be a lot better.
One of the things that is unfortunately memorable, which I think is one of the things that not only will we remember COVID, but the violence that swept across the country in 2020. Jared, one of those things that I think we'd want to forget, but I'm afraid it's going to be something that, at least for those of us that are a little older, it'll be one of those things to remember, because the fact of the matter is, and you wrote about this, fact of the matter is, it's up.
It's way up. In fact, it's hitting levels, especially violent crimes, that we haven't seen since really the early 90s and late 80s. In fact, we've seen such surges in so many cities around the country where there's 100% spike, 100+% spike. Obviously, in places like New York City and Chicago, Washington, D.C., we've seen the absolute worst, where you've had over double the amount of murders since the year before. But this is happening in a lot of smaller cities, too. I mean, this is happening in places like Milwaukee. It's happening in places like Louisville. This is going on around the country. I mean, it really follows what we saw over the summer, the combination of the lockdowns with the protests and the riots, and I think a combination with a lot of anti-police attitudes, the idea that the police are inherently the problem, that it's systemic racism, and not some other issue. And I think that that is driving what has been an incredibly violent year on top of all of our other problems that we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, no, and I, by the way, well said. And I think any time we start pointing fingers and saying that, you know, violence is caused by, you know, especially caused by, you know, the police and you know, any type of an authoritative figure in that realm, I think we're very misguided when we say that, because the reality is that typically, I realize there's some cases where that's not the case, Jared, but by and large, we know that the majority of men and women in blue are not the ones causing violence.
Absolutely not. And I think that a lot of police departments do feel under siege right now. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of politicians have used them, have beat them over the head, have, of course, there's been this large wave of this attitude, defund the police. Some cities have actually attempted to do so in a time where, I mean, we do have an American population that's simmering. I mean, the fact of the matter is a lot of people are unemployed, we're locked down, businesses are closing, and you have a general anti-police attitude alongside a lot of protests that turned violent over the summer, with a lot of political leaders who did little to quell that violence and showed that they were more on the side of the vandals than the people who stood mm-hmm. for law and order. And I think that's what we're seeing right now, is the fruits of that. We're seeing crime that we haven't seen in decades for millennials and younger. I think not in our entire lifetimes have we seen this kind of crime. And this doesn't necessarily mean it's going to go away right away when things start to change, when things start to open up. And I think that's what really worries me into the future. A lot of these attitudes are going to make this a long-standing problem that's not just going to go away in 2021.
Hey, Jared, could you do me a favor and explain the disconnect here with the voters? And what I mean is this. All of these places where crime, violence, looting, all these terrible things are skyrocketing, they are all places that are almost entirely populated and governed by one party, by Democrats. Okay? And virtually all the people who are committing these crimes prefer the Democrats over the Republicans. And yet, you've got all these voters, you know, the suburban moms and so forth, who see that, and yet they don't put it together, and they still will vote for Democrat leadership. What is the disconnect? Why can't they see, my gosh, every state where Democrats run, people flee from it, like New York and California. Every city they run, it's overrun with violence. Why would I vote for it? Why don't they get the disconnect?
Yeah, I think that is a longstanding problem. I think, you know, when you cut through the ideology and the politics, I think that's a large part that's driving this. I mean, you're in a big city, you're in a place like Washington, D.C. or New York, you're told that Republicans are the villains, that all of your problems stem from that. And I think a lot of people buy into that. I think this year we're seeing some subtle changes, especially in a lot of urban environments where there are a lot of places, especially a lot of minority neighborhoods, that have been absolutely hammered by some of this violence and the anti-police rhetoric. I think you're seeing a subtle shift in the way that they vote. Many of them actually did flip to Donald Trump in this election, and that may become a long-term thing. I mean, a lot of this violent crime has been in places, I think, hotbeds, in places like Portland actually had one of the highest spikes. And Portland before was not a particularly violent city. This year it was. I wonder if it had anything to do with the fact that the mayor, a Democrat mayor, Ted Wheeler, was one of the most supportive of some of the violent protests and has been essentially out there not condemning and doing something about the Antifa that's been out of control in his city.
Would you say that subtle shift that you're speaking of brought about some of the changes in the House races that we saw? Because it seems the defund the police thing really hurt the Democrats.
It really did. And I think there a lot of Americans saw that. I think they knew this was a problem before. I think now that we're seeing the amount of violence and how much destruction there's been, I think it's going to make continued changes in the House and politically. I think this is going to be one of the big stories in the next few years. I think, yes, many voters have voted Democrat in a lot of these big blue cities for a long time, and they've had all kinds of dysfunction. But the spike in the violence and the crime and the devastation that's been there, I do think people do start to open their eyes at some point. And I think we're starting to get that. A lot of people are leaving cities. They're getting out. They're very fearful. For those that are left behind, they're looking for something to protect them from these things. And I do think that there are going to be changes. And it's up to people going out there and making these arguments that this is not what we want. This is not, you know, what we expect in America. We expect a lot better than this, coronavirus or not.
By the way, everything you just said, I know here in Colorado, Jared, our mountain towns and so on, literally seeing almost on a daily basis what you're talking about with people leaving the, you know, we don't really have much of an inner city here in the Denver area, but we have a large metropolitan area. But we're seeing people even leaving those areas and heading to the hills, if you would. I mean, pardon the pun, but that's literally what they're doing, is heading up the hill into the mountains. And what you just said, that is coming true here in Colorado as you speak.
And it's going to create a crisis in a lot of these places, because they're going to lose large parts of their tax base, are going to be gone. The defund the police rhetoric will simply have to become a reality, as people are essentially forced out because they're fearful, because they think their business is going to get shut down, because they think they're going to be mugged, or they think they're going to be shot. That's going to have enormous impact on cities across the country. And right now, a lot of them simply use their political ideology to say, well, this is all the fault of Republicans, or this is all the fault of President Donald Trump. But at some point, you look around and you kind of realize, hey, this is really bad here. This is getting out of control. This could really have a long-term spiral. And this is not something that you just pull yourself out of, which, again, is why over the summer I think those warnings were so important, to say this is not acceptable, the vandalism, the riots, the violence. This is going to cause a long-term impact that may be years and decades further beyond this. And I think that's what's really concerning.
Jared, do you think, you know, assuming that Joe Biden takes office, all right, I hate that, but assuming that,
right,
do you think that this could be a real messaging problem for the Democrats going forward, because they have relied so heavily on having Trump as their big villain to use that as the excuse covering all the bad things that happen everywhere they govern?
It's going to be huge for them. I think it's a trap that they can't get out of now, because I think many of them know behind closed doors that this has become a major problem, especially if Joe Biden, if he comes into office, the excuses just aren't going to be there. And this is, I think, going to continue on and on. This will certainly affect political races 2-4 years down the line. I mean, there's no question about that. I think there's no question that there was a huge amount of anti-police rhetoric that many have tried to back off on, have tried to mute a little bit, but they simply can't, because a lot of the left-wing activists in the party simply demand that this is what they have to be done to end systematic racism, as they call it. So they really have a kind of catch-22. I mean, if they want to get things under control, it would be up to them to end the defund the police rhetoric and the anti-police rhetoric, but they really can't if they want to keep the party kind of under control and keep it together. And I think that's the real problem they have right now.
I agree. In fact, I like Andy. I hate to say a Biden presidency, although I really, Jared, I mean, I know in a couple of days folks have some real high hopes for some big, some big news and some things that might go in that, you know, Trump's favor on the 6th. I am not one of those, by the way. I'm not one of those individuals. I can talk more about that later in the show. But regardless, Jared, if Joe Biden does end up being the president, I do think, because of the things that you're talking about, some of the things even that Andy just mentioned with messaging, I think they've got a real uphill battle to control the Senate, or to control the House, I should say. I think they still don't control the Senate after this election in Georgia. I think we still control it at that point. I think we gain seats in the Senate. I think we take back over the House in 2022, depending upon how things go here in the next couple of years with Biden.
And I think that's why it's important to stay on the offensive on this message about law and order, about what's happening in our cities, about the lockdowns, the kind of chaos that they cause for the United States, for our basically social structure. I mean, these are some really bad things that can't just be swept under the rug. They're in your face all the time. They're impacting not just the massive cities like New York, but much smaller cities too, and people around the country. These issues can't be run from, and it's important to make these arguments and for people to understand where a lot of these bad ideas came from, why we're in the situation we're in. It's not because of President Trump's tweets. It's because of very bad governance often at the local and state level that has put us in this position. I think in the next few years, it's very much important to be out there making these arguments and saying, you know, this is not acceptable in the United States. We did a good job for a long time of camping down on crime and getting this to manageable levels. What we're seeing right now is something we haven't seen in a generation, and if we don't want to see it for the next generation, this has to be changed. It has to be changed immediately.
Do you think that Pelosi and Schumer are going to be able to rein in the more radical elements of the Democrat Party and keep them from pushing defund the police, because those elements have been promising their constituents they would do just that?
Great question, Andy.
I don't think that there's any way to truly control this. I mean, Democrat Party leadership has often been very strong in smashing down on dissenters. But I think for many, especially on the far left, the fact that it was Biden and not one of their more favored candidates, I think, is going to make them demand that the leadership essentially take their directions on this, defund the police, on all this kind of woke kind of legislation and whatnot. They're gonna demand these extreme things. And I think they think that the revolution is here, and that the party leadership dare not try to stop it, or they're simply not going to support it. And I think that is the pickle that they're in. I think that's going to be the future, is that tension that's there in the Democrat Party. Are they going to go in an extremely woke direction? I think they're going to, and I think they have to. I think that's why this idea that Biden is somehow a moderate is silly. It's not where his party is going, and if anything, if you track his career, he's always gone with the direction of the party, and that's where it's going right now. And I think that's those are the people who really are in power, have the ear of the activists, the left-wing activists, who are so vocal and energetic.
Yep. Well said. I'll leave it at that. Jarrett, thank you very much. Happy 2021. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Sounds great.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much. Jarrett Stepman, Daily Signal, Ascent Health Center is next. Dr. Julie Markiel, if you'd like to set some goals for 2021, especially health goals, whether it's losing weight, whether it's just making sure you feel better, you name it, Dr. Julie can help. Find her at 303-343-8800 or ascenthealthcenter.com.
Dr. Julie Markiel of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well, because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you, the goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation, tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, a good shop. If you've had any kind of an accident, you need something done with your vehicle as far as getting things back in shape, the insurance company may tell you to go someplace. You don't have to go there. You can go to your choice, control the repair process. That's a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate with me, Bill in Boulder. What's going on, sir? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, gentlemen. I was going to give you guys a break for me today, but Andy brought up really two good points with Jarrett during that last segment that I wanted to...
Sure, go right ahead. No, you're fine.
And add a perspective to... Andy, you asked him, the first question you asked him was how come you know, some of the like the suburban voters aren't putting the, you know, connecting the dots between the Democrats.
Yeah.
And some of the violence that they see going on. And I really think that the deep state has done such a good job of vilifying Trump, you know, orange man bad, that everybody has just bought that, you know, hook, line, and sinker. And I think that now, you know, unfortunately, looks like he's not going to be president in, you know, in a couple weeks here. When he's out of that picture, I think they're going to have a harder case to make. And I think people will start waking up to the fact that it is the Democrats that are kind of responsible for a lot of, for allowing a lot of this stuff to happen in some of these cities like Portland and, you know, Baltimore, et cetera. I'm hoping that's the case and people start waking up.
Bill,
and that we see, you know, a continuance of the red wave in 2022.
Bill, you make a great point really quick here. You make a great point, because what they've been doing to compensate for the fact that they've destroyed all the cities and states like California and New York is they pointed at Trump and said, look over there, look over there, look over there, look over there. What happens when there's no there?
Time.
That's a good point,
right,
Bill.
They've lost their fall guy. They lost their fall guy.
Yeah, and, good point. And, oh, well said.
The other thing, too, real quick, was just that, you know, talking about Pelosi and Schumer, and if they'll ever push back on this, again, since he's gone, I think they will, because it comes down to, you know, follow the money. And, you know, all of this violence is bad for business. And I think that, you know, you brought up a good point earlier, too, when you were talking about Polis, Andy, about how, you know, a lot of these people that own these bigger restaurants are his financial backers, and they're going to say, hey, cut it out. We need to get back to business. Well, I think the same thing could be said for a lot of these cities that are shut down, and convention centers are shut down, and people are just not wanting to go there, and that's hurting business in a lot of these places. Like, who wants to go to Portland or D.C. or anything right now because of all the violence that's there? So I think that, you know, if it's allowed to persist long enough, there will be a lot of economic pressure placed on these people, because let's face it, that's what makes this whole game go around anyhow. So I think that people like Pelosi and Schumer are going to basically say, okay, enough's enough. Orange man bad is gone. Let's get back to business as usual. Antifa and all you other idiots, sorry, you had your fun in 2020. Mm. Show's over for you now. I really hope that's what's going to happen.
You know, I kind of wonder about that too, Bill, because I'm going to ask you and John this. Don't you guys think that the Western Stock Show is probably going to be the last big thing that Polis' supporters are going to allow to walk away to South Dakota? I mean, we can only send so much business away before his supporters look at him and say, man, we're losing money here.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, who wants to go downtown Denver anymore?
Right? No one.
No one.
Cool place
it's awful.
Go, but nobody wants to go down there. It's like going to Portland, it seems like, right? So I think that, again, I think that, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome ran so hard and so deep. And I think, you know, I think the left and the deep state did such a good job of vilifying that guy that now that he's gone,
Bringing up some great points. I honestly can't fault or argue anything you're saying. And you bring up some great points. The fall guy is going to be gone. What do they do next?
I hope Joe's listening, because I really want to hear his opinion on this.
Well, he may be. He may be. If he calls in, we'll find out.
You guys, good talking to you.
Bill, you too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We're heading into 2021. Here we go, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thanks. I appreciate it very much. Let's grab Ken real quick before we take a break. Ken, welcome. What's going on, sir?
Hey, so I just want to add something maybe that last guy can call back and comment on. And that is, okay, so he's saying that if Trump didn't get reelected, and I think he will be, but that the people would start to see something. Well, then let's look at New York. The guy is an absolute atrocious, but the news media plays him off as the best, and the Democrats think he's a hero. How'd they come up with that one?
You know, you're right, Ken, and yet they can't change the fact that all their rich people are leaving and their shortages, financial shortages, are skyrocketing and they're falling apart. And that's what they're staring
I'm
in
with
the...
You.
You're totally right. The media's run great cover for him, but they are staring into the abyss in New York over the next 2 years.
See, I'm with you, but the people I talk to think he's a hero, and if I say otherwise, they scream at me. So I'm just wondering, it's like, you know, how are you going to convince people that are, like, stupid that he wasn't a hero?
John, how do we get people not to scream at Ken?
Yeah, exactly. That's a start.
So Ken, real quick. Well, I know I only have a minute. So give me why you think, or let me ask it this a better question. How do you think Trump will still win the presidency and stay our president? How do you think that's going to happen? 1 minute.
Because I don't think Pence is going to open the envelope because he's not required to if there is question. And if he doesn't open them, then they have till the 16th to keep pushing for an investigation. And if as soon as they believe, as soon as one state falls, they will all have to start go back and recount. And I just believe one is going to fall. One is going to give in. The Democrats, you know, they blew up the bus in Tennessee to get rid of those voting machines. They've caught a fire. What was it in Michigan? You know, one of them's going to fail. That's all I believe. All it takes is one to open the door to point out that there are liars.
Okay. I'll leave it at that. Ken, great. Appreciate you calling. Happy New Year. Happy 2021. We'll be right back. Purify Chevrolet. Speaking of 2021, if you want a new vehicle in 2021, there's lots of choices. Purify Chevrolet would love to help you with those choices. New or used, they have you covered in Fort Lupton. 303-659-8311. Or again, find them at purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. And I really do hope Ken is correct, but I am of little faith that that will happen.
Yeah,
I have very little faith.
I have great faith that Ken is right in what needs to be done. I totally support what's going down on Wednesday, and I totally support Ted Cruz and the Gang of 11 and what they're demanding for the 10-day audit. I support all of it. It's wonderful. I just don't trust the deep state to do any of it. Sorry.
It ain't happening. Sorry. It's just not going to happen.
These people really are that bad. And I'm just going to say it flat out. Trump won the election and
yes,
it was stolen.
Yes, but it got stolen. Yes, that I agree with as well.
Yes.
But I'm going to have to say to us the same thing I told the Democrats back in 2016. Suck it up, buttercup, move on, because this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Sorry, it is. It's where we're at.
So, in other words, now going forward, we have to think, okay, how are we going to take advantage
what's our strategy
of all
moving
the
forward?
Overreach?
Thank you.
That the Democrats are going to do with that power.
And already have.
And please, 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 Democrats, lose one of those Georgia seats. If they lose one of those Georgia seats, that stops 90% of their power grab.
And we can talk more about this through the show, but reason why I'm not too worried about 2021 is, folks, how much worse can 2021 be than 2020 with Governor Polis, you know, Kevin Polis, the dictator, in charge. Nonetheless, what's going on in Washington? Look what's happened in our own state. How could it be any worse than it is right now?
If they win both Georgia seats, 2021 will make 2020 look like a grand, wonderful year.
We'll talk more about that. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.